Welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, go to pcapainted.org. Find more great content like this on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all you non-members out there, sign up for our free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the Apple Store and Google Play.
Welcome to PCA Today. I am Chad Shermer, the creative director here at PCA, and I am joined here on set with Prithvi Rakhiani.
Rakhiani. Yep.
Okay, I got it. And I should know his name because he's my employee.
And friend.
Tell everybody what you do at PCA.
I am an IT project specialist. I started April 5th. I worked remote for a couple of months from North Carolina, and I moved to St. Louis around June to start my brand new life.
And what is the biggest thing that you've learned about the painting industry?
It's way more than I thought it was. I've not really encountered many painters in my life, and it's always just seemed like any other trade, something that many foreigners do, many people with maybe not a certain level of education. But that was a complete misconception, because the painters, at least the ones who are part of PCA in some capacity, have this unbelievable skill set and passion for entrepreneurship, business, networking, and I've got to learn, luckily, a lot about the trade and how passionate people are about it.
I would tend to agree with you, Prithvi. I also kind of had the same type of stereotype in my mind before I started. I've been here for 3 years now, and fortunately, when I started, I was able to go shoot out in the field. I got to see the passion for the craft, but then I also got to see the business side behind it. I was so surprised to learn that you could have an awesome life, awesome career, financial stability, and not have to be $100,000 in debt like you would with a lot of different college degrees. So it really expanded my horizons. And I am really, it sounds corny, but I'm eternally grateful for this organization, for what it's done for me professionally. And I'm also constantly impressed with how much we help the industry and the contractor. The ones that are running the top tier businesses run them like a Fortune 500 company, but without the stuffiness. So let's just kind of get into it and talk a little bit about what's going on at PCA this month. We have an event open to everybody coming up on the 19th. We're going to be talking about the latest and greatest at PCA. There's going to be a focus on the new and revamped Find a Painter. Torlando Hakes is going to lead the conversation. You can stream it on Zoom. We'll give you the link in the show notes, as well as it will be streaming live on PCA Overdrive.
And just one quick note here. I cannot recommend this platform enough, because I personally have a lot of interaction with people just asking questions on the website. And so many people are interested in Find a Painter and the people on Find a Painter. And so if this is not something you're already part of, then I strongly recommend you get on it.
That's a really good point. Earlier this year, Find a Painter had to come down to get worked on. And I had no idea how many customers actually use Find a Painter to validate that their contractor is part of the PCA, because it means a lot. It speaks to the credibility of the company.
Moving on from that, we have a Learn to Grow workshop hosted by Brandon Pierpont, and it's going to focus on maximizing website conversion and lead flow. This is a virtual event, and as Chad mentioned for the previous event, we'll also provide the Zoom info and all that fun stuff on the show notes.
Yeah, and Learn to Grow is part of a larger series. There is an episode every single month until the rest of the year. So if you've missed any, go to PCA Overdrive to watch all of them. And each episode is accompanied by a workshop, also on PCA Overdrive.
And for PCA Overdrive, remember, you can either access pcaoverdrive.org or download one of our Google Play or App Store apps.
Nice. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, the elephant in the industry. There is a supply shortage, and we're going to get a bunch of members together towards the end of the month, and we're going to hear and learn what they are doing to adapt to that, how they're overcoming it. It should be a good one.
I'm excited for that. I'm also looking forward to the masterclasses coming up in November, hosted by Nick Slavik. This is a sort of a workshop slash event that has happened quite a few times this year already. The following events are in Evanston, Illinois and Nashville, Tennessee. And the Nashville, Tennessee one actually is now free for everyone who wants to attend. So definitely register for that soon before the slots fill up, because you do not want to miss it.
The big event, well, actually will be happening in 2022, is Expo in Orlando, Florida. But why we're talking about it now is because you can save $100 with early registration. So sign up, take advantage of that, because you can save $100. It's in Orlando, Florida, March 2nd through 4th.
And people who have attended before know how valuable Expo is, but for those who don't, it's a one-of-a-kind annual event dedicated to the architectural coatings industry. It's a three-day event with some of the most brilliant speakers in the industry. Ton of booths for you to participate, network, get to know the trade. It doesn't matter if you're an expert in the field or just getting started. This is a must event for everyone.
Yeah, and this will actually be your first expo, won't it?
It will. I'm very excited. Florida is one of my previous homes, so I'm very excited to breathe that Floridian air once again.
Is there a specific thing that you're looking forward to about expo?
Honestly, because this whole industry is just brand new to me, I'm very excited to see firsthand how people operate on not a more practical level, i.e. actual painting, but on the networking side of things, how they interact with people, present. I'm very excited for the speakers. I've watched some of your edits from previous expos. The videos are available on Overdrive and the website itself. And just, it's very inspiring. Someone who's focused his entire life on the business and tech side of things, it's odd to be inspired by industry experts in the painting industry. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
One of the things I'm looking forward to at Expo are the Paint Ed Talks. They're modeled in the same fashion as the TED Talks. And those are really designed to be motivational and inspirational. We didn't have an Expo last year because of the pandemic. Ooh. But in 2020, we were fortunate to get our Expo in right before lockdown hit. And you can see the four Paint Ed Talks on PCA Overdrive.
Another thing you can experience at Expo is the awards luncheon. And this is truly where people set their legacy. It's where we reward the best and the brightest of the field.
Yeah, we have awards for craftsmanship. We have awards for leadership within PCA and in the community. One of my favorite ones to see is the Humanitarian Award, which is all about giving back to your local community.
And also, if you want to see previous award winners, definitely go to pcapainted.org/awards. It's pretty simple to remember. And please keep in mind that applications are now open and they close December 15th. So definitely go on and submit someone or even yourself, really, if you think you deserve it.
While only a select few can win a PCA National Award, they are the best and the brightest, and they are legit. One thing that's not legit, Prithvi, is the Regional Emmy Awards.
Why, Chad?
I worked my bleep off because I really wanted to get a Regional Emmy Award for the first episode of Business Anatomy. I did everything myself.
Everything.
Shot, edited it, colored it, sound mixed it. Beautiful. People were crying when they saw it.
Good crying or?
Crying out of sense of amazement.
Oh, wow.
Long story short, I submitted for the regional Emmys. I got snubbed by a law firm called Brown and Crouppen here in St. Louis. And their award-winning piece was a fat man eating cereal.
To be fair, that is relatable content.
How is that best editing, though?
The way they...
It's a three-point setup, and you're just rotating me between cameras. Mm-hmm. I am telling stories that are changing lives here.
Fair enough.
A fat man eating cereal.
You've been eating cereal wrong your whole life. I'm Ed Herman, and I'm a lawyer with the law firm of Brown and Crouppen. I'm a licensed lawyer, but I'm also a licensed cereal mixologist from the University of General Mills. See, I've been practicing law for 20 years. I've been practicing cereal for 47.
So perhaps, yeah, in comedy.
Okay, wait, that is pretty funny.
Funny, but the category, my friend, is editing. Someone scratching someone's back not to get sued. That's what I think is happening.
Well, Chad, this is your year.
One thing that I am excited about is PCA Overdrive. It hosts our Business Anatomy show that I was just talking about that got snubbed from the Academy. But we have a ton more content on there. But Prithvi, why don't you go ahead and tell them about the platform in general?
Honestly, I mentioned before that I'm not from the trade industry, let alone painting. And coming from the tech side of things, the tech world of things, imagine Netflix, but for painting. When I opened this app for the first time, I was blown away by how seamless, how smooth, how intuitive the app is. And there's so much content that even though we currently have over 400 hours, by the time you're done with it, there's 400 hours more. Every day we're producing brand new, fresh content, just top quality in every sense of the word for all PCA members.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, we put all of our podcasts on there, but we also have video on demand. We have series, produced series that are on the platform.
And we even have live stream at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Find a Painter on October 19th will be live streamed into the platform. But some of the new things that have just come recently are a couple series called Finish Work, hosted by Torlando Hakes. There are two episodes on there for you to enjoy the craftsmanship behind the product. We have Map to a Million that recently launched with Brandon Vaughn, and he's actually tracking his progress from zero to $1 million.
And this coming from, again, from the business side of things, this, I personally am so excited every time I watch a new episode from the series, because how does one take a company from nothing to a lot?
Yeah. And then one thing that I know that you're really proud of is the Trade Best Practice series now with Spanish captions.
Yeah, and someone who I'm originally Hispanic, and so to finally see a popular series produced by PCA now catered to the Spanish-speaking audience is very exciting to me.
Well, I mean, not just that, but you had a hand in doing some of the translations,
yes,
right?
Yes. That's, I think, honestly, that's why I'm more excited. Less mm-hmm. for the Spanish-speaking audience and more for my work in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So that's just kind of a sample of the stuff that's on PCA Overdrive. You know, you do not even need to be a paying subscriber to download it. There's plenty of free content that we put out there for everyone to enjoy, including the Trade Best Practice series. That's a great way to onboard your crew and train them. But if you want the full versions of everything, it's included in PCA membership, which is $3.99 a year, or you could become a PCA Overdrive subscriber for the low price of $5.99 a month.
Which is honestly the price of what, less a cup and a half of coffee a month? And again, just quick reminder, it's pcaoverdrive.org or download the app from the App Store or Google Play Store.
We're about ready to bring this to a close, but if you are not following us on social, make sure that you are. We're PCA Social on every platform. That's PCA Social. Don't get it confused with PCA _ National. That will take you to the Porsche Club. And while I'm sure everyone here would love a Porsche, we would love to hear and interact with all of you. So that is PCA Social across all platforms.
That's LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Speaking of interaction, you can now tag us to participate in our weekly segment called Spotlight Tuesdays, where we encourage you to showcase your work with us. And we're even displaying this on our website so that everyone can see the level of work that our PCA members do.
So until next time, this is Chad Shermer and
Prithvi
Rakahani.
No, Rakhiani. Thanks for listening, people.
Take care.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. How do you think it went?
I think it's a lot of editing to do.
I think so too.
I think I'm all right.
But fortunately, I'm the best at what I do.
The best editor who was snubbed at an Emmy.
PaintAid podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and is made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.